It's Community Service Day in Arkansas. In honor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, King teams are gathering to do community service projects across the state.
Today kicks off a weekend of ice climbing in the San Juan Mountains surrounding Ouray, Colorado. 26 competitors from around the world will be climbing the mixed route. That's a horizontal climb on a cliff anywhere from 80 to 120 feet off the ground.
San Francisco's Palace of Fine Arts is hosting the International Rubik's Cube Tournament. The record for solving a Rubik's Cube blindfolded? 3 minutes, 10.54 seconds.
In Los Angeles, it's Weekend America. I'm Barbara Bogave.
And I'm Bill Radke. What do you need on the weekend?
Sunshine, good friends and family. And to not be working.
A good book, good music, and friendship.
Some rest, time for reflection.
Margaritas.
A place to go, some place to get away, I think.
Pancakes.
Take photos, get out in nature.
Preferably blueberry pancakes with some good, rich coffee.
A day to sleep in and a day to drink wine.
Every weekend needs happiness and just love, you know?
Love and pancakes.
And margaritas.
That's right. I hope you can stay with us for a while this hour. We're going to continue our series called Chain of Influence. A few weeks ago, we asked America's Poet Laureate who his greatest living influence has been. And in a few minutes, we are going to meet that man and find out who influenced him. And so on and so on. We'll keep the chain going.
And going. But first, this week, a federal district judge in Atlanta ordered area school officials to remove controversial stickers from biology textbooks. The stickers say evolution is a theory and not a fact, and that it should be critically considered. Now, the judge concluded that the stickers, because of their wording, their language, amounted to an endorsement of Christian fundamentalist or creationist beliefs.
There are two individuals at the heart of this case, and we're going to meet both of them. First, Jeffrey Selman. He was the original parent to sue the Cobb County School Board over those evolution stickers. He filed suit about 3 years ago. He says that he did it on behalf of his son, who was 8 years old at the time. I asked him if he thought his son understood why he was doing what he did.
Well, I wasn't sure how much he really grasped of it until I was getting this award from the Anti-Defamation League as an unsung hero, which was a little embarrassing. You know, I didn't think of myself as such. But we were at the ceremony, and my son got up to talk about the situation because they asked him to. And he started by saying, at first they didn't really agree with my father. Not that he didn't understand me. He didn't agree with me. He felt that everybody had a right to try to put forth their ideas. He said, but then as I started to learn more about the First Amendment, both at school and with discussions with my father, then it really made sense to me that he was right, and I absolutely support him. So here I was talking to this 7-8-year-old, and he really got a hold of it.
Well, has it affected your son's life, his school life, for example?
Thank God, no. He's had maybe one incident in the 3 years. And that stemmed from some other incident, and the kid was just angry and said something.
What did that other child say?
I think the line was something like, "Yeah, your family believes in an evolution garbage," quote. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, "We don't believe in it; we know it." And he walked away from the kid, and that's a quote too.
That's pretty self-possessed.
So, he's aware of himself. He is. He's got a very good center.
Jeffrey, most of us don't spearhead controversial front page, years-long legal battles. What's it been like for you?
It's been hard. It's very time-consuming, very life-consuming. It's impeded in my family time with my son and my wife to some extent, but they're very supportive of it.
Why is that? What do you do beyond having the ACLU take it and run with it?
I'm here right now talking with you on the radio. This has been going on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes higher peaks and sometimes lower ones, but there's always something going on where somebody wants to know what's the progress, what's happening, interviews, preparation for the trial. A lot of times I made time to make sure I spend time with my son and my wife, but it's been sort of like something that has to be done. It's got priority over other things because if you don't get this done, everything else will fall by the wayside.
How have your friends and neighbors treated you? You live in a pretty Republican area. Have you gotten any icy receptions?
When this first broke, I got all kinds of positive and negative things. Some of them were very threatening. Those got squelched very quickly. The police were great. They handled some situations that were not too good. threats turned out to be nothing, but the potential is there. Most of it turned into some heated discussions on the telephone. So I never answered bad mail. There was no reason to. And then there was a lot of good support from a lot of places, some places I didn't expect even.
So if this really is settled, what's next for you? Do you think are you forever changed, or will you just go back to being private citizen Jeffrey Selman?
Half of me will stay private citizen Jeffrey Selman. But part of what that is citizen Jeffrey Selman, citizen. And I'm not going back to sleep. You know, my sleepwalking days are over. You know, if I wanted to go back to being 100% just private citizen, that can't be.
In a moment, we're going to talk to your counterpart in this case, Marjorie Rogers. She's a fellow Cobb County parent. She's a creationist. It was her petition drive that led to those textbook stickers. She was on the losing side of this week's ruling. What would you like us to say to Marjorie?
Marjorie, you'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee so we could talk?
What would you say to her over coffee?
Where are you, you know, where's your information coming from? Why do you believe what you do? What are your sources? You know, how did you come to that conclusion? What was your thought process on it? And then I'd reveal mine as to how I came to these conclusions.
Well, as for your offer for coffee for Marjorie, I'll ask.
Okay, I appreciate that, sir.
Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And that was Jeffrey Selman, a computer programmer. He's a parent in the Cobb County, Georgia school district and the man behind the lawsuit to remove stickers from science textbooks that say evolution is a theory, not a fact.
And it was a bit of a short notice to get them together for coffee. But we did speak with Marjorie Rogers, also a Cobb County parent. She objected to the way the school's biology textbooks presented evolution as an accepted fact. And she petitioned the school board to change them. The stickers were actually a compromise. I asked Marjorie what the last 3 years have been like for her.
At periods, it's been horrible. I've been called all kinds of things, and the letters to the editor have been brutal in the paper. I've received, you know, emails that were very hateful. But on the whole, it's been just normal life as usual, you know, the laundry and the dirty dishes, and we just rock on.
What hateful things do people say?
Oh, my goodness. For instance, one guy said that I should have a Nazi symbol branded on my forehead so that when I walk down the hall, they would know that that I was coming to try to cram my religion down his child's throat. That was a really bad one. I've been called, for some reason, I really don't understand this one, equated with the Taliban, that I'm trying to impose some kind of ultra-conservative religious agenda on everybody.
People who don't know you call you a Christian fundamentalist.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I really don't. I do believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible, although, you know, I kind of get upset when people ask me that, because then I know immediately their eyes glaze over and they say, oh, you know, like I can't think for myself and like I don't read anything but the Bible.
Do you find yourself watching what you say in public, downplaying your faith in God because you feel like that's just ammunition for the people who think you're a religious wacko?
Yes, I'm ashamed to say I do. That's not a good thing. But I just know they use that as ammunition against this cause that I believe so strongly in. So it's hard for me to kind of walk that line.
How do you get treated at church?
I'm anonymous at church. You know, I just want to enjoy my worship time and Bible study and not have the focus be on me.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I do care about this issue, it's not the only issue in my life. And, you know, I don't want this to be what I'm known for. I mean, exclusively anyway.
What do you want to be known for?
There's a good question. It's flattering and it's a privilege that I believe I've been used by God in this quest. But ultimately, I just want to be known as, that's all religious. I don't want to get into that because I'm afraid y'all will use it against me. I don't trust you.
That I will or that our listeners will?
I don't know. Probably both.
Well, I guess that says a lot right there. I mean, you really happen to walk carefully.
Yeah, I've been stung. Yeah, I've got to be very careful how I open up to people, especially in the public arena.
You know, I just spoke with the parent who's on the other side of this in Cobb County, your opponent, Jeffrey Selman, and he says he would like to have coffee with you sometime and talk.
I would enjoy that.
You would?
Sure.
What would you talk about?
Why he feels that he should have control over the textbooks and that he should be able to determine what's in there, as opposed to my view.
That's a pretty combative stance to start with for a cup of coffee.
You're right. It maybe it isn't a good idea. I'm not ready for that yet. Maybe I'll back up.
I'll ask you the same thing I asked Jeffrey. When this case concludes, whenever that is, do you think that you will go back to being private citizen Marjorie Rogers?
Oh, yes. I can't wait. I look forward to that. The spotlight is not kind.
Well, Marjorie, I appreciate the trust that you showed in sitting down and talking with us.
I enjoyed it.
Marjorie Rogers is an attorney and the mother of two children in Cobb County, Georgia. What do you think? Write us at weekendamerica.org. The band we're listening to is called Lanterna, and the song is West Side Highway from their album Sands.